Some leaders of a recent hunger strike at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma had their day in immigration court this week. The detainees all faced a judge who would decide if they should be deported or allowed to stay in the U.S. KUOW's Liz Jones attended a hearing for one of the detainees and has this report.
About three dozen people filled the small courtroom in Tacoma Tuesday. Most wore T-shirts saying, "We support Ramon Mendoza." Mendoza turned and flashed a nervous smile at his wife, Veronica Noriega. Then he mouthed the words "thank you" to the crowd. This week marks 1 year for Mendoza in detention. He and Noriega live in Auburn with their three children. After the hearing, Noriega was disheartened.
Sí, sí, yo esperaba. Mis hijos esperaban.
Yes, she says, I'd hoped.
Verlo hoy, pero...
And my kids had hoped to see him today.
Pero no, no va a pasar.
But it's not going to happen. After hours of testimony, the judge decided to continue Mendoza's hearing in November. Mendoza illegally crossed the border into the U.S. more than 10 years ago. Last year, he was arrested for suspicion of drunk driving, then later turned over to immigration officials. In detention, Mendoza helped spark hundreds of detainees to go on hunger strike. The protests gained national attention and prompted a bill in Congress. The strike called for better conditions in detention centers and, more broadly, an overhaul of federal deportation policy. Sandy Restrepo is Mendoza's attorney. She says her client's case is emblematic of a flawed deportation system.
He's being threatened with being split apart from his family, going back to Mexico to a life that he doesn't know anymore. His day-to-day life is here in the U.S., and the standards set in immigration law are so high and almost impossible to meet that it's symbolic of what people have to go through.
Outside the center, supporters vowed to keep fighting deportation practices that separate parents from their U.S.-born kids. In a previous statement, local immigration officials said the agency's committed to enforcement actions that focus on its priorities, including convicted criminals. Still, federal data show most people deported have only minor infractions or no criminal record at all. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.